Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist, and much on Fox Business. Liz, the news looks to be very much tucked into the uncertainty you've been reporting in the markets and the economy these last weeks. Goldman Sachs economists lowered their U.S. growth forecast for 2021 to 5.7% from 6.2% on expectations of a, quote, harder path ahead for consumers. The revision follows a weak August jobs report that showed the domestic economy added a disappointing 235,000 jobs, falling well short of a forecast gain of 733 from a Bloomberg survey. This is the Delta variant. This is the supply chain inflation. This is manufacturing in China and Germany. I can't tell, Liz. Can anyone tell?
Well, I think you've seen a real change in expectations in the last month. And I think let's talk about the origin of it, probably being the most important origin, probably being the resurgence in COVID cases. Unfortunately, that does take an immediate toll on people's excitement about going out to eat, traveling, all the businesses that were shut down, reopening. And if you look, take a look at the jobs report, the details show that it was basically minimum wage workers, people in the hospitality industry who basically were clobbered again. It was expected that you would have hundreds of thousands more people being hired as those industries recovered, continued to recover, but they stalled. And that's basically where we are now. I think the worst news to me, I watched very closely, as you know, the consumer confidence numbers. And we talked a month ago about the fact that all of a sudden in July, consumer confidence slipped unexpectedly. And that was not a good sign. That was the beginnings, I think, of COVID. But also it was because inflation had taken root and because the administration wasn't being particularly forthright about the rise in prices, dismissing it as a blip related to the startup of businesses and supply chain shortages. But people aren't that stupid, John. And the fact that the Fed keeps pumping more and more and more money into the economy and that Congress continues to spend trillions, in relief money, kind of has people worried. And then all of a sudden prices start going up and they connect the dots. So we've seen consumer sentiment slip. Retail sales have slipped the last month. And in fact, the Atlanta Fed GDP Now number, which kind of correlates all the incoming numbers as they are reported, has gone from expecting third quarter growth of 6.3% now down to 3.7. That is a huge cut. Now that thing goes all over the place and it may come back up. But the answer is the expectations of growth have definitely declined. And, you know, the jobs number was horrific. I mean, everybody expected a bigger number. ADP indicated earlier in the week it wasn't going to be a barn burner number. But nonetheless, people were writing, oh, the ADP doesn't mean anything. It did mean something. And what we're seeing is basically businesses struggling to hire. That's the craziest thing, because there's still so many people sitting on the sidelines. But also just struggling against the uncertainty and the sort of up and down nature of consumer spending right now. Let me say one more thing. It's astonishing to have consumer sentiment collapse as it did. We're back to great recession levels now. When the stock market's hitting new highs, consumer net worth continues to go up, and there's 10 million jobs available. It's unbelievable.
So what we have is a series of contradictions. I add one more. This is from the London Times reporting. Surprisingly strong growth in both Chinese exports and German factory output have raised hopes that recent supply chain disruptions plaguing the global economy are beginning to ease. That is another contradiction, because what we have is supply chain inflation. unless these things all work in some chaotic fashion that I've yet to find the algorithm for, Liz, what we have is everybody reporting either good news or bad news, and there's no coordination. In addition, the market bumping along at the top of nosebleed level. That's where we are with the big markets, S&P 500. So the resolution of all this is that we don't have a path forward. Is that correct? Goldman Sachs had a harder path, but we don't have a vision right now of where we're going.
We don't have clarity, but there really is no good reason why the economy should go off into a ditch. That should not happen. We still have enormous easing taking place by the Fed. Congress is still, you know, spending tons of money. Now we are going to see the end of some extra unemployment benefits as of now. That's going to have an impact. But there are plenty of other relief programs out there that should keep people afloat. I just feel like right now, John, there's a lot of things kind of going wrong, and we don't have much leadership in the White House to sort of set things right. Not much confidence that this president is going to move in the right direction.
The polls indicate a disappointment the president, sudden disappointment, too.
That has an impact, you know. It has an impact.
But the puzzle here, do we see this straightening up in the new year, or is it that uncertain, Liz?
I think we'll be growing into the new year. I think we'll be growing at a lesser rate. And I think really the big question to me now is what kind of inflation numbers are we going to be seeing over the next couple of months? Because that impacts sentiment. It also impacts people's willingness to spend. There's a whole lot of confusing data on that. But I think that's going to be very close watched, as is job creation, whether people now without those extra unemployment benefits are going to go back to work. I surely hope so.
We have the jobs. The White House missed the inflation expectation by 100%, meaning that we don't have anywhere to go to trust that this will be. And these are forward-making statements, I understand, but still, what we have is inflation, correct, Liz? Right now, there's inflation.
Absolutely. Everywhere. Wage inflation is up over 4%. Unfortunately, not enough to cover higher prices, which is running 5 or 6%. So it's here. And it was, again, sort of ignored by a lot of the, Biden friendly economists for a long time. It's pretty undeniable that it's an issue, and it's going to be an issue in next year's election.
Liz Peek, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.